The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC. Anything that has to do with retirement planning, we want to talk about it, and we want to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff.
We have a big show for you tonight.
And we really do, Ed. We have a really, really big shoe. And actually, we have a really, really big announcement to make. And that is that our firm for the last, 11 years, right, has been, Money Matters, and we are officially going to have changed our name. And our new name, the official announcement is, is Retirement Planners of America. And so we've changed our name, and I'll go into the details as to why we've done that. But the easy way to remember us is RPOA. And our website is going to be rpoa.com, R-P-O-A.com. So we're Retirement Planners of America now, and you can think of us as RPOA. And you can find us on the web at rpoa.com. Now, but I'll go into more detail on that, but let me tell you first that this is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And thank you, Jack. And I have been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we work with people who are primarily over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So we specialize in retirement planning. And so all of the ideas that we talk here are germane to that. And Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 independent financial advisors, actually for the seventh year in a row. I cannot believe that. That is just insane to me, but I'm honored, I am flattered, and we owe it to our clients. So all you clients listening and not listening, we love you, love you, love you. Thank you very much. All right, now let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. So first of all, we are going to talk about how to diversify your retirement portfolio. So we're going to give you some ideas on how we, when we work with clients, go about diversifying their portfolios and help you hopefully get some ideas from that. Also, we're going to continue, as we do every week, we're going to be talking about how to claim Social Security if you are a married couple. We're having a series on that. And this week, I got a complicated one for you. This one's going to be really juicy and fun. So, and what I'm doing is if you have questions with regard to your Social Security and claiming and all that, you can send me an email. My new email address is ken@rpoa.com, right? ken@rpoa.com. And I'll endeavor to answer your questions on the air. And you make my life easy. If you send me questions, I just answer them on the air. And I don't have to think of content for the show. I don't have to do anything. You do my work for me. So thank you. Now, also, I want to tell you, my wife and I are really big Game of Thrones fans. And so, you know, we've been watching Game of Thrones for all these years. But to gear up for the last season, season 8, we decided that we were going to go back and watch the first 7 series, like, all in a row. And it was 64 episodes. And so we binge watched. We were watching like 3 episodes a night. And on the weekends, we would watch like 6 on Saturday and then 6 on Sunday. And before the first episode started, you know, which was, 3 weeks ago, we still had 34 episodes to go. So I was like, okay, We've got 3 days, 34 episodes. Can we do it? So you talk about binge watching. But anyway, one of the things that as you watch it, you know, the big bad enemy in Game of Thrones is the White Walkers. And the White Walkers are basically these people that have been the dead, right? It's the dead that's coming, the zombies, if you will. And they're coming to kill the living. But the zombies, the dead, the White Walkers, they were defeated 9,000 years ago. And guess what? For 9,000 years, they've had these people that are the Night Watch. They had this wall that they built to keep the Death Walkers away. And the Night Watch was in charge of looking out for when they came back and defending the line so that they couldn't get there and kill all the living. But because 9,000 years have gone by, people didn't even believe that the Death Walker or the White Walkers even existed anymore. It was all a myth. And that these night Watchers, the people that were guarding, we don't even need these people anymore. What does that have to do with us?
Yeah.
It has been 10, 11 years since the last bear market. And the White Walkers are coming, whether you like to believe it or not, whether you think it's a myth that there's a bear market coming or not. I believe there is one. And I believe our firm, Retirement Planners of America, are the Night Watch. We're the brave people on the wall watching for the Do you get it? I think it's good. Anyway, we'll talk more about that later on the show. But so we have a great show lined up for you, and I hope you'll stay tuned for the entire program. But, you know, in addition to that, most shows would actually stop with just that. I mean, just talking about Game of Thrones made it enough. But no, on this show, do we stop there? No, we boldly go where no financial show has gone before. And therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week, which is on how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And this week, we're going to be talking about your beneficiary designations and how important they are. You know, I would say, in my experience, about 25%, maybe even higher, of the people that I meet, their beneficiary designations are not correct. And it is very important that you have them done rightly, in my opinion. And so we'll talk about how to do that later on in the show. So we have a great show lined up for you, and I can't wait to dive into it. But I want to get to the big announcement. Yes. So this show, will continue to be called Money Matters with Ken Morafe, okay? Because my ego will not allow for there no longer to be a Ken Morafe somewhere. Okay. But I'm being honest, right? But our company... And I'll give you a little history. You know, we named the company the same as we named the radio show so that there wouldn't be any, like, incongruence there. And it just seemed like a natural thing. The show was called Money Matters, and our firm was called Money Matters. But the problem with Money Matters is that it doesn't properly reflect what we do. And, you know, during our entire history, we've worked primarily with people who are over 50 who are retired or retiring soon. And we've helped them, and our goal is to help them with their retirement planning, Social Security, their insurance, their estate planning, rollovers of 401ks, the management of their investments, getting income during their retirement. All those kind of things is what we've been doing all these years. And yet we call ourselves Money Matters. And so we've decided that to better reflect what we do, you know, because if you say, just think, you know, you're in an elevator, right? And somebody says, well, who do you work for? Or something of that version. And your answer is, well, I work for Money Matters. Well, their next question is, okay, so what do you guys do? And if you Google Money Matters, I think there's like 70 million hits you'll get. I mean, my wife Googled Money Matters and she got a bail bondsman and a hospital. You know, it's like everybody's a Money Matters. So we've decided that it's a lot easier if somebody says, well, who do you work for? Well, I work for Retirement Planners of America. And the next question is not going to be, oh, well, what do you do? Right? And so because we are, we specialize in retirement planning, it seemed very appropriate that we'd call ourselves Retirement Planners of America. Now, nothing else about us has changed. We are the same people we always were before. We haven't been bought out by anybody. We're not selling ourselves to anybody. We haven't gone public or whatever. We haven't changed anything about ourselves. All we've done is changed our name to better reflect what we do. And, you know, part of what we want to do is also to be the one-stop shop for someone who is retired or retiring soon. Our goal is to be the number one retirement planning firm in the United States. That's our goal. And we want to help more people achieve their financial security than anybody else. That's what we want to do. And we've been doing it now, you know, I've been doing it pretty much since I started in this business, which was 29 years ago. 30? Is it 30 now? Thank you, Jack, for telling me. He knows more about me than I do. It's been 30 years I've been in this business. My. But anyway, the goal, therefore, of everything that we do. So when it comes to your Social Security planning, we want to help you with that. When it comes to income taxes, as it applies to anything to do with your retirement, your Social Security benefits, your 401ks, your required minimum distributions, all those things that impact, you know, Roth conversions, should you convert your IRAs, all those kind of things that apply to your retirement, we want to help people with that. Also, we want to talk about investment management and our philosophy of buy, hold, and sell. Why do we even have that? Why do we believe that you should sell and protect yourself from bear markets? Well, if you're 20 years old, maybe you shouldn't worry about that so much. You got 40 years in front of you before you retire potentially, right? But if you're within 5 years of retirement, oh boy, do you need to worry about whether a bear market's going to come and slash your money by a third or a half. That's a big deal to you. And so that's why we worry about that and why we have our buy, hold, and sell philosophy. So all the things we do are geared around helping people who are retired or retiring soon. So it just makes total sense for us to be called that. So Retirement Planners of America is the name of our firm. And our new website, you can find us at rpoa.com, rpoa.com. Makes it easy, right? So tell your friends. Money Matters has changed their name to rpoa.com, but everything else remains the same. So there you go. Now, in fact, I would encourage you, our website is new. In fact, we've just upgraded our website. We've got all kinds of fantastic new stuff on there. I encourage you to go and see it all, rpoa.com. It's completely changed and new, and we are so proud and happy about it. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to diversify your portfolio in retirement. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave. Let's talk about how to diversify your retirement portfolio. And this is how if you were to come in and visit with us as a prospective client, or if you are a client already, what we do is the first step in the process is to determine how much risk is appropriate for you. Okay, so the discussion I'm about to go into, how you weigh the different things in your portfolio is dependent on how much risk is appropriate for you. So the first step is to calculate a number we call your hurdle rate. So the hurdle rate is the rate of return that we want to earn on your money so as to support your lifestyle. Once we know what rate of return we want, then the next thing we do is we say, okay, well, to achieve that, how much risk do we have to take? And if the risk is too high, then we need to do something else. But if it's appropriate, then the next step is how do we design the portfolio that'll give us, you know, the highest probability of achieving the goals that we want. Okay, and our goal with our clients, we have a core value, which is we want to take the least amount of risk necessary to accomplish your financial goals. Our goal with you, if you're a client, is we want to push you down to the least amount of risk that you need to take. And, you know, if you have enough money that you can have all your money sitting in cash, where you make like 0.25% a year or something like that, and that, let's say you have $100 billion, right? 0.25% of that is what, $250 million or some big number? If you can live on $250 million or $25 million a year, then you know what? Stay in cash. That's the least amount of risk you need to take, and you can support your lifestyle, and we're good with that, okay? So we're not married to wanting to be in stocks or in bonds or in whatever. We're married to taking the least amount of risk necessary to accomplish your financial goals. How do we do that? We got to figure it all out first, and then we come to that. Now, in most cases, I would say, as I think about it, I don't have a single client that has $100 billion. So, since that's not a normal person, most people don't have that kind of dollars, we do need to invest and more than just leaving it in cash and making 0.25%. So, what I want to go over with you are the 10 or 11 asset classes that we diversify into. And as again, the percentage that you have in each is dependent on the risk profile that, you know, the risk we need to take with regard to your investments. Okay, so there are two sides to this. There are stocks and then there are bonds, right? And then there's cash. So there's three major asset categories. So let's start with stocks. So on the stock side, equities, there are two categories there. There are domestic stocks, companies that are denominated in the United States, and then there are foreign stocks that are denominated overseas. So within the U.S. stock market, there are four categories. There are large companies, And of those large companies, there are two kinds. There are value companies and there are growth companies. Value companies are companies that are not necessarily growing rapidly, but they're paying a nice dividend. And so you invest in them because you want to get the dividend. Okay. Now, a growth company is the opposite. You invest in them because, you know, you don't really care. Growth companies don't pay dividends in most cases. You're interested in the growth that they're going to experience. You know, Amazon is an example of that. So they're a large company, obviously, and they're growth oriented and they don't pay much of a dividend. Now, the same thing then, there are two more categories, which are small companies, and there's value and growth in those two as well. So those are the four U.S. stock categories. Now we go into international stocks. On that side, there are two kinds of international countries. One is established countries like Europe, Japan, Canada, etc., Australia. And then there are the emerging markets, and that's China, Southeast Asia, Latin America, and all those. And they're higher risk. So therefore, you'd want to have a smaller percentage, in my opinion, in those emerging countries. But you do want to have them. That's where a lot of the growth is going to come from. So those are the first six categories that are in your stocks. Now, as we go over into the bond side, there we also have four categories. One is U.S. government bonds. Now, U.S. government bonds, in our opinion, plays the most dominant position in our client bond portfolio. And the reason why is because it is backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. printing press, right? So we literally can print as much money as it takes to pay back every dollar for every bond that the U.S. government has issued. So it's the safest investment on earth, even though inflation maybe make it worthless. But be that as it may, that's the largest component. But you also want U.S. companies, all right, corporate bonds in there, because they also pay a higher dividend, and so than would government bonds generally, and so that's what you want. Now, you may want. Now, the other thing is foreign bonds. Same thing there. You've got established foreign countries and emerging markets, and you want to have bonds in those categories, in my opinion. Now, finally, cash. Cash is an asset class, and it is a component of your investments. And sometimes cash is king. Okay, so don't ignore cash. And when I say cash, I mean money market. Sometimes that's the best investment you can be in. So, you know, people poo-poo cash. Oh, you know, cash isn't paying anything. Well, Benjamin Franklin once said, a penny saved is a penny earned. And in my opinion, if you have money in cash, like for as we counseled our clients and those of you listening to this show in 2008, if you were sitting out of equities and you're sitting in cash in money markets and you made zero during that year, but yet the stock market, the S&P 500 index went down 57%, well, relative to the S&P, you made 57% when you made that zero. Okay, so a penny earned or a penny saved is a penny earned. If you saved 57%, in my opinion, you made 57%. So those are your asset classes. Now, how you diversify within all of that, what percentages you put in all of those, that's dependent on what I talked about before. How much risk is appropriate for you? We may want to weight it more in one direction than another. And that's all something that we have to visit with you, talk to you, and understand your circumstances to be able to tell you.
I'm glad we had this talk.
Well, Tom, I am too. So here's what I encourage you to do. Go to our website, our brand new, exciting, wonderful website, Retirement Planners of America, our new firm name, and our website is rpoa.com, which is Retirement Planners of America. And it's RPOA, if you want to remember that, rpoa.com. So go to rpoa.com. And when you're there, you find articles, videos, podcasts on retirement planning and all the topics we talk about on this show to educate you and hopefully help you to make right decisions. Our goal for you is, we have two. One is for your money to last as long as you do. And secondly, for you to have financial peace of mind. So if you go to our website, you have options. One is you can sign up for a seminar where we talk about these kinds of things and we can hopefully educate you and help you. And also you have the option to click on meet with an advisor. And if you do that, we'll sit down with you. We'll help you to look at your entire financial picture. And if we can help you, fantastic. And if not, that's fine too. So either way, no charge, no obligation, and we will part friends. So rpoa.com is our website, rpoa.com. Okay, so we are going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how to claim Social Security if you are married. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. One of the major things that we talk about when it comes to retirement planning is Social Security benefits. And that's something that we talk about with clients pretty much all the time. And one of the things that I have encouraged you guys to do, and you've been very helpful and I appreciate it, is send me any questions that you may have regarding Social Security and collection of the aforementioned. And I'll endeavor to answer your questions on the air. All right. So if you want to send anything to me, it's Ken at rpoa.com. Okay. Ken at rpoa.com. All right. Now, this one comes from Dave. All right. So Dave has already filed and suspended. All right. So for those of you who don't know what file and suspends mean, it means that he filed for his Social Security, but then he told Social Security, okay, I filed for it, but don't send it to me. And by virtue of the fact that he filed for it, now his wife can collect half of his, even though he's not collecting his. Now, by the way, file and suspend is a strategy that if you didn't do it already, it ain't available no more. They got rid of that one. It was too good. But anyway, apparently Dave did. So Dave is now 68, and he filed and suspended when he was in 2015 when he was 66. All right. So his benefit was $2,433. And he plans to claim at 70, $3,200. Okay, so he filed, and his benefit would have been $2,400 a month, but he said, don't pay me because I'm still working. And so what happened by doing that is he enabled his wife to start collecting on half of his, which she started collecting. And so she's getting half of his, which is the $1,217, while he's still working. So if that's not complicated enough, here's the question. So the plan is for Susan to file benefits on her husband when she reaches 66. So they want to reverse the process and get half of his. So right now she's getting hers and he's not getting anything, or she's getting half of his. She wants to switch. So the question is, does Dave have to unsuspend to allow her to start getting half of his? And the answer is, he does not have to unsuspend, okay? That's because he filed and suspended before April 29th of 2016 when the rules changed. So because he did that, he does not have to unsuspend for her. She is free to file spousal benefits at her age 66 as planned, all right? So Dave, go ahead, you're good. Now, if you didn't get a hint of how complicated that is, see, this is why I say, don't think Social Security is simple as I'm going to collect when I'm 66, 62, or 70. It's not. It's very complex. And if you don't do it correctly, you literally could be leaving tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table over your lifetime. It's that significant. So talk to somebody that understands Social Security benefits. And our advisors have all gone through a six-week course, and we'll be recertifying them every year. Since we are Retirement Planners of America now, it's important that our advisors are well-versed and knowledgeable about Social Security. So they have been certified. We've had them go through a six-week training course. And so if you'd like to talk to somebody about when, how, the strategies involved in collecting Social Security and making sure, to the extent that you can, that you're making the right decisions, go to our website. It's rpoa.com, rpoa.com, and click on Meet with an Advisor. And when you do that, we'll schedule a time to visit. Now, we just want you to know, we don't only want to talk with you about Social Security. We want to talk to you about your retirement plan, okay? So we want to take into account your cash flow. We want to look at your expenses. We want to look at your income. We want to help you to build an income plan. We want to help you to invest your money according to the amount of risk that's appropriate for you. We want to talk with you about your 401k, should you roll it over or not. We want to talk to you about your income taxes and hopefully help you to save on your income taxes. We also want to talk to you about your estate planning. Maybe we can help you to work out how you're going to leave money to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. So as a retirement planner, we want to look at the entire picture and help you with all of that. And we want to do that for you at no charge or obligation. So if you go to our website, rpoa.com, rpoa.com, click on Meet with an Advisor. If we can help you, great. And if not, you know what? That's fine too. Either way, no charge, no obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Well, I do too. So take advantage of that, and you can find us at rpoa.com, rpoa.com. All right, we are going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the White Walkers and your retirement. It's important, so stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Murray. Now, I want to talk with you about, my wife and I binge-watched all 64 episodes of Game of Thrones. You know, the first seven seasons to get ready for the eighth season, even though we'd already watched them all. But before, I watched them kind of because my daughters did. And I kind of didn't really pay attention. And there were so many characters and all these plot lines. It was like I didn't want to waste my brain energy on it. So I just watched it so I could be in the conversation. But this time around, I kind of got into it as time went on. And so this time around, watching it from the beginning and seeing the intricacies of all the plot lines, it is really remarkable. It's a great, great program. But a lot of violence and a lot of sex, okay? So be forewarned if you're going to watch it for the first time. But anyway, one of the thing that's going on is everybody's competing. You know, there's all these different kingdoms that want to, you know, the main king died, and so now it's this big competition, the Game of Thrones, to see who's going to be the king of the seven kingdoms, the big king. But there's this threat from the north, which is the White Walkers, which are these essentially these zombies that were defeated 9,000 years ago, and they're called the White Walkers. And when they defeated them 9,000 years ago, they built this big, gigantic ice wall, 700 feet tall and 25 miles wide, to keep them from ever coming back again. And they installed on this wall what they called the Night Watch, which were these people who basically volunteered their life to sit on this wall and guard against the White Walkers coming. And they were the first line of defense, and they were, you know, pledged to give their lives and everything to save everybody south of the wall from the death, you know, the zombies that would come. Well, 9,000 years go by, and no White Walkers have shown up. And so in the story, what happens is nobody even believes that these White Walkers actually ever existed, that it's all a myth from 9,000 years ago, and, you know, it's all a bunch of stuff, you know, to scare the kids with. And the Night Watch, the people that are on the wall, they have basically over time, you know, they've dwindled and they're not supported by anybody. They don't have any money. They're hardly any food. You know, they're just up there. And so what does this have to do with us, you may be asking? Well, as I was watching it, it occurred to me that bear markets are like the White Walkers. They're the zombies that are coming to kill us all. And the thing about it is that, you know, in the show, 9,000 years have gone by and no White Walkers have shown up. So it's a myth. Those things don't exist anymore, and now they're coming, right? And so bear markets, they usually, you know, if you look at history, you look at Ned Davis Research's historical perspective, they come about every 3 years. But here we are going on to 11 years. Last bear market was 2008. So we're going on 11 years now. It's been 9,000 years since the last bear market. Those things don't exist. Those are just scary stories that people tell to scare the kids so they'll go to bed at night or whatever, right? These are just stories that people tell investors just to scare them. Well, let me tell you something. Bear markets, you know, I remember there's an old episode of, if you're a James Bond fan like I was, but there's this one, I think it was Moonraker, where they're up in the space station and, you know, the bad guy has tried to kill Bond like 17 times and Bond keeps coming back. And so he meets him one more time and the bad guy goes, "Mr. Bond, you reappear with the regularity of an unwanted season." And, you know, bear markets are like that. They reappear with the regularity of an unwanted season. And so the point of this all is that whether you think another bear market is going to come or not, I believe that it is an inevitability. It will come. And in many ways, I feel like we're the Night Watch. You know, we're the guys sitting on the wall. We built this wall, you know, our buy, hold, and sell strategy, which is the one that we told our clients to get out of the stock market, get out of all equities in 2008, and said to stay out for all of 2008, for that matter. So we're sitting on the Night Watch. We're watching out. We're hoping that the bad guys don't come. But when they're there, we've pledged our lives to protecting our clients on the south side of that wall from the death, from the White Walkers. And so that's our belief system. And because our clients are people who are retired or retiring soon, taking large losses within 5 years of retirement or in the first 5 years of your retirement could be your death knell when it comes to your finances. It could cause you to not be able to retire. You know, in 2008, when that came, people, many, many, many people had to delay their retirement for years. And some people are still working. They never could retire. So not having a 700-foot wall and having a night watchman sitting up there watching out for you, you know, it can harm you if you're not ready. And I don't know when the next bear market will come. I can't tell you that. But I can tell you that in my view, and in fact, I'll ask you, what do you think the odds are between now and the rest of your life that there will be another bear market? What percentage odds would you give that? Okay, most people that I ask that question, they say, oh, I'd give it 100%. Okay, so there's 100% that the zombies are going to scale that wall and they're going to come after you. Do you think it makes any sense to have a protection strategy in place to account for that? Does that? Yeah, I mean, does that not seem like a responsible thing? And because we are Retirement Planners of America, we are a retirement planning firm, our belief system is that we need to protect our clients from harm when it comes to their finances. That's job number one. Because if you're dead, everything else doesn't matter anymore after that, okay? Financially speaking. So we want to protect you from that. And our philosophy of buy, hold, and sell is designed to do that. And in 2008, we had our clients out of the stock market. We told our clients to get out for the entire year and even half of 09, as a matter of fact. And that was the worst part of that whole bear market. So if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, go to our website. It's rpoa.com, rpoa.com, which stands for Retirement Planners of America. And we would love you to see our videos, our podcasts, but more importantly, sign up to visit with one of our advisors or sign up to come to one of our seminars. We'd love to help you with your retirement if we can. Okay, so money matters. I'm sorry. That was our old website. It's rpoa.com, rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This week, we're going to talk about beneficiary designations. So let me first of all set the stage and tell you why it is so important that you have your beneficiary designations correctly done. And here's the reason. Let's say that your will says that you want to leave everything to charity. Let's stay with that. You're going to leave everything to charity. But your beneficiary designation on your retirement plans and your life insurance and all those other things says, I want to leave it to my child. Okay? And let's say you're on the outs with the child for some reason. Well, your will may say it's going to charity. Your beneficiary designation say it's going to your child. It's going to your child. Also, if you have a new family, you got remarried, you didn't change your beneficiary designations and your ex-spouse is on there, guess what? It doesn't matter. You change your will and you say you want to take care of all this. It doesn't matter. The beneficiary designation supersedes what your will says. So if you've changed your will, then you need to go through and look at all the beneficiary designations you have on all your retirement plans, your IRAs, anything that has a beneficiary designation that you've completed has to be changed if you've changed your will. They need to match. Okay. If they don't, the Benny designation will supersede. Now, I'll give you a story. This is from many years ago where there was I think she was a New York school teacher. And she was a fantastic saver because when she died, she left close to $1 million in her retirement plan. Now, the problem was that when she first became a teacher, when she was in her 20s, she was married to one guy, but then she divorced him 5 years later, and then for the rest of her time, she was married to the person that was married to her when she died. She never changed her beneficiary designation. So when she died, guess who had a claim on that $1 million?
You made a boo-boo.
Yeah, the husband that she hadn't talked to in 25 years that she had divorced after 5 years of marriage, had a claim on that $1 million because the beneficiary designation was to him and he supersedes what her will says, which was, you know, the husband of 25 years and the father of my children, et cetera, gets everything from me. All right. So make sure you look at your beneficiary designations on all of yours and review them periodically because your life changes. You may have new family members. Unfortunately, you can lose family members. You can decide you don't like family members. Okay. There's all kinds of reasons why you should review your beneficiary designations and make sure that they reflect what you want. Okay, so a simple, easy mistake to make, easy mistake to fix. All right, now, as I mentioned, our firm now is called Retirement Planners of America, and our website is rpoa.com, rpoa.com. And if you go to our website, we have videos, articles, podcasts regarding estate planning and how to pass on to your aforementioned greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs, the fruits of your labor in the least taxed, most cost-efficient way. Now, while you're at our website, and by the way, it's brand new. We've upgraded everything on the website. We have lots of great stuff on there. And if you've been to our website before, go again because it's new. It's rpoa.com. Okay, so rpoa.com is easy to remember. And while you're there, While you're at it, you might as well sign up to visit with one of our advisors to talk about your retirement planning and help you to build your plan. And we want to do that for you at no charge or obligation. Or at the same time, if you'd like, you can attend one of our seminars. And we have seminars very near you. So if you'd like to attend one, simply register. Now, I'll give you a big reason to go to our seminars, okay? Because at the seminars, we have our now world-famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies waiting for you. And folks, let me tell you, they are 1 inch thick, 6 inches in diameter. And if you're a chocoholic like me, you will love our chocolate chunk cookies. You notice I said chunk. I did not say chip, okay? Because chip is made with wax. They're paraffin. They form those. You don't want that. You want cookies that form their own shape, that melt all over your face, that get on your hands, that get on your clothes. You're covered in chocolate, and you're trying to make notes, but your notes are all splurged with chocolate, and you love it. You're in cookie heaven. This is what
wow.
you want. This is what you want. This is what you live for. So go to rpoa.com and sign up for our seminar, meet with an advisor, or just educate yourself. rpoa.com. Well, you know what? This show is over already. I cannot believe how fast it has gone. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I've enjoyed doing it for you. We'll see you next week. Same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
This is the end.
Of course not. It's only the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.